Really, we're out to try to bridge the gap between the community and the actual 100 Fearless. We go into the doors, we're encouraging people, we're passing out flyers, we're trying to help them in this tight economy.
What types of activities are the Peacemakers been involved with so far?
Well, so far we have toured facilities such as Lansdowne. We did Bluestone, as well as we have done community outreach downtown in our local facilities. As I said, stated before, we're trying to bridge the gap between us, the community, as well as the police to stop the violence.
Okay, Sean, let me just ask you then. Have you run into incidents where you've had to, you know, break people up, or what's the methodology you're using when you do come across a situation maybe?
Well, the methodology of the 100 Fearless is that we're coming to individuals not as police, but we're spreading love and kindness. However, we are trained in conflict resolution, we're trained in first aid, and we're trained in CPR and also self-defense. But the goal is that if we have to do a de-escalation, we are trained to do that. So we have encountered those situations where we have had to do a de-escalation. Everybody is trained, and once we split the two up and we talk to them, everybody go away safe, unharmed, and alive.
How long has 100 Fearless Peacemakers been around?
Well, we've been in existence now since September.
Okay, do you feel like you're making a little difference so far?
We're making a big difference in the city, and the city is outpouring, and they're loving what we're doing because we are being proactive and not reactive. See, the thing about it, you know, the police, what happens to them is that they get called, so they are reacting to a phone call. Us, we're being proactive to prevent incidents from happening. So, therefore, if we work together, because we know the police can't do it all themselves, if we work together, we can push and reduce this violence in the city.
We're talking with Sean Hunter and Derek Stewart from the 100 Fearless Peacemakers Movement. They meet every Tuesday night at the Paradise Community Outreach Center on Melrose Avenue. And tonight they will speak to Roanoke City Council. Either one of you, just talk about how you are sort of interacting with the police department.
How we interact with the police, they know exactly where we are at when we go out and canvass. They support what we do. However, we do let the residents know that we are not the police. We are not there to arrest anybody. We are out there to spread the word of love and kindness. When we approach you, we're approaching you with a smile, and our heart is sincere. We do not want anyone to die anymore in Roanoke. Whatever they need, however we can help them, that's what we try to do. Now, the ones that constantly is just wanting to carry guns and shoot and stuff like that, the police are going to have to deal with them.
So if you see something involved that needs the police, you call on the police?
Yes.
Just talk about the 100 Fearless Peacemakers. You're meeting every week and at the Paradise Center?
Yes, we're meeting every week at Paradise Cathedral in their lower part of their facility. We meet every week at 7, from 7 to 8. We do training, and, you know, there's new people that is joining us every week.
And you have women joining and just people from outside maybe of the community?
Yes. Let me just say this. The 100 Fearless is not only 100 Fearless men. It's for women as well as men. And we also, in some cases, we also have had some teenagers to play a part in our going out into the community. You know, again, as I said, you know, we're bridging the gap between the community and the people to let them know it's okay for you to sit on your porch. It's okay for your kids to play kickball and soccer ball outside because we are fitly joined together. The book of Ephesians says we are fitly joined together and every joint supplieth. And so we're going to cover our community. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. And we're going to go forth with all of your prayers.
Do you hope that the movement, Derek, this fosters more of a sense of community in Northwest and other parts of the city?
Well, not only that, we're going to do this in the communities in the Roanoke City, but we're concerned about Salem. We're concerned about Botetourt. We're concerned about anywhere they have large amounts of people that wants to go out on Saturday or go out on Sunday and, you know, just enjoy themselves. You know, we give them a smile. A smile says a lot, and that's what we want to do. We want to show people that we love them no matter what race or creed you are, because not only Black Lives Matters, all lives matters to us.